Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
There are some overpaid coaches, and I just want to dive into it right now and get John's thoughts on the most overpaid coaches that are out there, because I look at these contracts and sometimes I'm like, what the H?
What the? What was he thinking?
Release the hounds.
The Dave Hooker Show.
Keep cool.
A presentation of OffTheHookSports.com.
What coaches in the SEC are overpaid? We're going to talk Pittman, Stoops, Kelly, Napier, Day, even Kirby Smart. It's Four Downs, and it's brought to you by our good friends at Dynasty Pools and Spas. All right, so let me ask you first of all, John, I'm going to ask you the same question, Caleb. Who has the leverage right now in terms of negotiating the best deal for themselves? John, is it the coaches, like it's been most of my lifetime, or is it the schools? Who has the leverage?
Oh, I still think the coaches do. I mean, Kirby Smart just negotiated a new deal that will pay him about $13 million a year. So I would say when you win at that level, you've won two national championships, came within a play of a third national title, you pretty much call the shots.
Yep, I would agree with that. And that was First Down. Coop, what should people do?
Cooper Mace here. Hit like and subscribe.
All right. First Down is this.
Coop here. First Down.
Okay, I'm going to give you some names and you tell me if they're overpaid. Caleb, I'll start with you. Sam Pittman, what does he make? Overpaid? Yay or nay?
Sam Pittman right now, according to USA Today salary database, is the he is a top 25 paid coach. I believe he is the 22nd highest paid coach in America. And he makes $6.3 million.
Sam Pittman making $6.3 million mean there's something wrong with the basic time continuum of our universe. Sam Pittman making $6 million is about the craziest thing I've heard in several weeks.
Yeah, he's massively overpaid. Massively. And I say that with respect to the character of him, the person.
John?
But yes, he's overpaid.
Yeah, he was a good offensive line coach, but you can get a good offensive line coach for less than $6 million.
Or you can make him your AD.
Cooper Mays here.
All right, how about a guy named Brian Kelly? Overpaid? Not overpaid. John?
Let John start with this.
How much is the cash? What are we talking about there, Caleb?
Brian Kelly is now with Nick Saban and Mel Tucker having been retired, because Mel Tucker was a top five paid coach last year. Brian Kelly is the fourth highest paid coach, making $9,975,000. Fourth highest paid coach in the nation.
John, I have no problem with that because I think they win championships at LSU with goofballs. So why not do it with a great coach?
Yeah, the thing is, Notre Dame had to pay a lot of money to get him. I mean, LSU had to pay a lot of money to get him to leave Notre Dame. So right away, his salary. I mean, when you get down to it, all these guys are overpaid. But sure, we're talking within the context of college football, so it's a different universe. But no, I agree with Caleb. I think he certainly, LSU has the potential to compete and win national championships. Brian Kelly took Notre Dame teams to the playoffs. You certainly could make a strong case that he could eventually win a national title at LSU. He's recruiting great in 2025. So, no, as the market goes, I mean, would you rather pay him $9 million or Sam Pittman $6
million? I'd rather pay him $9
million. Guys, I got an answer to that, and it may shock you on this, because I think LSU was such an insanely easy job, because I think you can wake up and win a national championship with players that just commit to your program without you doing anything. I might rather pay Sam Pittman $6 million. And I say that because Brian Kelly, I'm eating a little crow on this. 2 years at LSU, back-to-back four lost seasons. That's massively underachieving what he was paid to do at the easiest job in America.
John, is some of the shine off Brian Kelly?
No, not after just two seasons. LSU's defense was good.
I would say a little. I thought year two he would take another jump. I just thought year two they would be slightly better. I didn't see the big jump from year one to year two.
Yeah. I thought they would be better too. I thought they would be in the college football playoff, but I still think he's a really good coach, and I don't know whom LSU could have gotten that would have been better. So I don't think winning at LSU is as easy as Caleb makes it out to be. Yeah, I know, because Les Miles and Ed Orgeron won national titles. That makes it look like any Dumbo could win a national championship there. But you go back, Nick Saban only won one national title there. And it was many years before that. LSU, I think, won one in 58, didn't win another one for 45 years. So I don't think it's that easy at LSU.
Okay, it's four downs.
Les Miles has had a better first 2 years than Brian Kelly did. I just want to point that out.
Who did?
At LSU. Les Miles had a better first 2 years at LSU than Brian Kelly did.
That's a head scratcher.
I know, but he also, when he won that national title, a lot of players on that team were fifth-year seniors that were signed by Nick Saban and been developed by Nick Saban. So I think that counts for something. I'm not going to give Nick's – I'm not going to say – I'm not on – about to say that I'd rather have Les Miles than Brian Kelly as my coach. I would rather have Dave Hooker as my coach than Les Miles.
That's right.
And I'm not that high on Dave.
I would throw that heat is what I would do.
Does Dave season his grass before he eats it, though?
The tempo. Boy, I'll run some tempo for you. What down, Coop?
Tennessee Center Cooper Mays here. Third down.
Actually, as an experiment, I would bring back the wing tee and just see how it did. And I'd either be really successful or people would be like, what a blithering idiot.
Well, go ahead, Dave has an advantage that he can tell time. He can actually read a clock. I've seen him do that. Les Miles struggle with that repeatedly.
and somehow always pulled it out, though, because he was the luckiest coach in America.
Like, I know, he really was.
Yeah. Lucky no one ever speaks to me job. About – sorry?
Well, one thing to remember about Les Miles, he did undergo brain surgery before he went to LSU.
Now we all feel like jerks.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to – has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
In my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Billy Napier or Ryan Day. These were guys that were supposed to both be saviors at their school. I mean, Billy Napier was highly regarded when Florida hired him. I was told Ryan Day was the golden boy at Ohio State. They thought he'd have more success than Urban Meyer before he was hired. What are they making, Caleb? And who's the most overpaid between the two before we get to a gentleman that I know people want to talk about? And it rhymes with Burby. Go ahead with Napier and Day.
So given the fact that Ryan Day is now the third highest paid head coach behind Dabo Swinney and Kirby Smart, and he's making $10.2 million. Billy Napier, given the fact that four coaches ahead of him last year are now gone, Nick Saban, Mel Tucker, Jimbo Fisher, and Jim Harbaugh, Billy Napier is now the 12th highest paid coach in the nation at $7.27 million. And so I, as overpaid as I think Billy Napier is, and I know we've all laughed at him, I still think Ryan Day is more overpaid because I think Ohio State is, when I talk about the level of LSU, I think Ohio State's another program on that level. You should fall out of bed and be able to win a national championship with the talent that you base that you have. And Ryan Day losing to Michigan 3 years in a row is just absolutely inexcusable. Ohio State's an easier job than Michigan.
John, what say you?
Oh, Billy Napier is. Plus, you got to also consider how much money his army of assistants and peripheral staff members are getting paid, because he tried to build sort of a We Are the World complex down there by hiring so many people to take care of every single duty. I mean,
I just watch a documentary on We Are the World.
Dave, you need to take personal inventory. I mean, Ryan Day, yeah, he's underachieved. However, he came pretty close to a national title, really close, in 2022. So I wouldn't put him in Billy Napier's category. I would hire Ryan Day in a heartbeat over Billy Napier wherever I was.
Okay, I'll tell you who all they were waiting on to see if We Are the World was actually going to happen. And I'll have Fourth Down, which has to do with a guy named Kirby Smart. Four Downs, brought to you by our friends at Dynasty Pools and Spas. You know, the best thing about Dynasty Pools and Spas is that they've got it all taken care of. What does that mean? Well, you stop by their showroom and check out their fantastic selection of top-notch spas in that showroom in Athens. Make your pick and get ready, because Dynasty Pools and Spas delivers within 125 miles of that location in Athens, that fantastic showroom. They've got the cover lifts, steps, chemicals, and everything you need. Delivery at no extra charge. Just down the road in Athens. You pick the spa you want, and it'll be there for you. Oftentimes discounted with military and first responders discounts. Also blemish models, or just mention Off the Hook Sports. That's Off the Hook Sports for $500 off. There's a discount for you on spas made right here in East Tennessee. Support local. Dynasty Pools and Spas also has the best chemicals for you and your spa and your pool. No fillers, just the chemicals made right here in East Tennessee. Support local. Dynasty Pools and Spas, $500 off if you mention Off the Hook Sports. $500 off if you mention Off the Hook Sports. Dynasty Pools and Spas, dynastypoolsandspas.com.
All SEC center Cooper Mays here, fourth down.
Ryan Day, what's he making? I'm sorry. Kirby Smart, what's he making? And, considering his in-state talent, is he overpaid? That's what Caleb is going to suggest, I bet. Caleb?
Yeah, Kirby Smart is the $13 million man, the highest paid coach in history. But again, Georgia is right there with Ohio State and LSU. Those are the three tier one jobs in America where you can fall out of bed, get a number one recruiting class. And so I think even though he's earned it to a certain degree and you can't question the production, I think Kirby Smart might be overpaid because I think there's about 10 coaches that could do what he could do. And people are going to call me crazy. And John, before you jump in, because I know you're going to talk about how Georgia didn't win anything before Kirby Smart got there. But there's a history to that too, because we know that when Mark Richt was there, they insisted on a level of, and I give them credit for this, they insisted on a level of discipline and integrity where they weren't going to, where they held themselves to a higher moral standard than a lot of other SEC schools. And I think that held them back. And once Kirby Smart came, they decided, let's just have the same moral standards as every other major SEC school. And that's why they're winning at a higher level now.
All right, John, is Kirby Smart overpaid?
That's crazy.
No, not at all. When you win two national titles and almost win a third, of course not. When you compare him to the other salaries, Caleb, you're making it sound way too easy to win national championships. I don't care all the resources you have. It is hard to win a national championship. I mean, Ohio State won. How many did it win under Urban Meyer? One. He's one of the greatest coaches of all time. You just make it sound like anybody shows up at these schools and they're going to win national titles. It just doesn't happen. Mark Richt was a good coach. He had good players, but he couldn't even get to a championship game. I don't think it was just about Georgia's different standards. I think it's a lot harder to win a national title than what you're saying.
Caleb, I don't want to gang up on you, but I do think there's a little bit of truth to that. Steve Spurrier only has one. Doesn't it seem like he should have more? There are a lot of great coaches who didn't win any or just won one. I maybe am with John. Again, don't want to gang up on you. I think it's a little bit more difficult. Now, if you want to go to your LSU example, which is perfectly fine, and I get it, with Ed Orgeron, he also had a generational worker top slash quarterback slash leader in Joe Burrow. Those guys are Manning top guys. They don't just fall in your lap. I think he was that good for that program. So, again, not to put you on the defensive, but you think how many coaches could win a national championship at Georgia?
Well, I think 10, but I think a lot of national again, there's a difference between what I think is between being a national championship and putting yourself in position for one. And so what I mean by that is Georgia has won, what, two SEC championships since Kirby Smart's been there? That's about it. 20.
Yes.
So from.
It's two.
Okay. So they've won two in 8-9 years. That's the exact same number of SEC championships Mark Richt won. And had there been a college football playoff, Mark Richt would have actually been in a college football playoff to compete for a national championship during that time.
I'll ask you this too, John, when we look, and you, Caleb, when we look back over the past 10 years, how much do we sort of have to grade everybody on a curve because they had a guy named Nick Saban? There were a lot of good championship teams that didn't win a championship, John, because Nick Saban's team was just a little bit better.
Yeah, you can look at college football through that lens, not just in the SEC, anywhere. When you look at what Bobby Bowden did at Florida State, he was one of the greatest coaches of all time. He probably would have won three more national titles if Miami hadn't been so good during the same era that he took his program to the top. You could say the same thing about Steve Spurrier. It wasn't so much the SEC that often got Spurrier beat. It was Florida State, because Florida State was at a pinnacle at the same time. So, yeah, I think you can't. Alabama under Bear Bryant and Alabama under Nick Saban. Those are the two dynasties in SEC football. Smart's working on one, but not there yet.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.